The Traveler's Journal, November 27th. Strutting proudly down Broadway. During the early 20th century, many employees of R.H. Macy's department store on Herald Square in New York City were first-generation immigrants. In 1924, proud of their new country, they decided to borrow a European tradition to celebrate an American holiday. On Thanksgiving Day, hundreds of them gathered in a lot on 145th Street, costumed as clowns, cowboys, knights, sheiks, and one Santa Claus. Amid floats, brass bands, and 25 animals borrowed from the Central Park Zoo, they marched down Broadway to Macy's at 34th Street, delighting the thousands of folks who lined the route. The parade became a New York tradition. The first large balloon, Felix the Cat, debuted in 1927, and others were added. For the first 6 years, balloons were released at the parade's end, and they'd float for days. People who eventually found them could claim prizes. Throughout the Depression, Santa's arrival at Macy's signaled the start of the Christmas shopping season. In 1938, radio broadcast the star-studded festivities to millions of listeners. In 1948, the parade was telecast locally for the first time, and in the 50s, it went national. Except for 3 years during World War II, there's been a parade every Thanksgiving Day since. Even the dark November of 1963, barely a week after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And today, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade marches down Broadway, a peacock-proud procession and a reflection of the times through which it passes. Wishing you a thoughtful, joyous Thanksgiving. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.